Now, on last week's The Space Show, we told the sad story of the Soviet Union's Luna 6, which had a failed mid-course correction manoeuvre. It missed the moon, instead flying past at a distance of 160,000 kilometres. Well, at least Luna 6 did not end up as a pile of debris on the moon, unlike so many other spacecraft. Last Friday morning, there was yet another pile of wreckage. The joint Japanese and Luxembourg craft Resilience crashed onto Mare Frigoris. Takeshi Hakamada, iSpace's CEO and founder, confirmed the crash. Heard here through a translator.
Now, we would like to start for the mission to the report. This is the explanatory meeting for the mission to. At the beginning, people who will be at the podium, the CEO and the founder of the iSpace, whose name is Hakamada. Now, we are going to start off the press conference. First of all, we would like to hear from Mr. Hakamada. This is Hakamada for the iSpace. The press release that we have issued that we would like to share with you. First of all, regarding for the press release that we issued, I'm going to read through. For the iSpace Mission 2 report, iSpace, the mission 2 SMBC, a Factor R, and the Ventures, the Resilience Lander, as a private company, so this is the first in Japan as well as in Asia, that we are going to be the first one on the Friday of the June 6th, as of 9 a.m., the landers, the communication is now going to be expected to see that we can confirm the success 9 seems to be difficult. So we judge to complete the mission 2. For the iSpace, our office is in Hakuto R, which is a state in Nihonbashi in Tokyo. On the Friday of June 9th, we released the command for the land and for the landing, for the descent, and then the orbit about 100 kilometers away to the 20 kilometers that we are going to the inertial descent, and then we ignite the engine as we planned. For the landers was on the horizontal, but telemetry lost for 17 in a.m. today. The has passed what we expected to land, and then we could not receive the data. What we can confirm as of now, the distance from the surface of the moon, the founder, that we delay to get the effective data, as well as for the necessary the speed that is going to be needed for the landing of the moon was not taken, that we all confirm as of now. Based on the conditions as we see now, the lander that we have, it may be possible it has had landing that we assume. The communication from the lander was lost. The reboot, the restart, what we are called, but we couldn't reach to the communication to the landers. So the mission two milestones, the success 9, the landing to the surface of the moon is going to be difficult. So to terminate the mission two that we judged. Now, the causes why we see the situation, the telemetries, we are now doing the more detailed analysis that we want to repeat what we are going to find. In order for us to find the landers' current situation, we are going to share as soon as we find more in detail.
And judging from the telemetry feed from iSpace, all went well until 1 minute 45 seconds before touchdown. Resilience was 52 meters above the surface and descending at 187 kilometers per hour. Then all engines shut down, and 3 seconds later, the display showed an altitude of minus 223 meters. Oh dear. We have at the space show, done our own calculations, assuming that the telemetry display was correct, which it quite likely was not. From an altitude of 52 meters at a speed of 127 kilometers per hour, that's 52 meters per second, Resilience would have hit the surface just 1 second later. To have made a successful landing, Resilience would have needed to decelerate at 21 meters per second squared. Okay. Well, one of the payloads aboard was a moon house. Yes, a moon house. It's a Swiss artwork, a tiny little toy house, and it was on the Tenacious rover, which of course now lies smashed up.
Today, we're pleased to announce the final payload customer to be carried on the Tenacious rover and transported to the moon's surface. The payload to be carried on the Tenacious rover in Mission 2 is a project called Moon House. Swedish-based artist Mikael Gimberg's Moon House project aims to build a small Swedish-style red house on the moon, framed in white. The project, which Mikael has envisioned for a long time, is expected to finally come to fruition after meeting with ICEBASE. This moon house measures approximately 110 millimeters in width, 86 millimeters in height, and 64 millimeters in depth. After receiving the moon house in Luxembourg, engineers fixed a small red house, or the small red house, in front of Tenacious. The moon house and Tenacious were then transported to Japan, where they were safely stored in the payload bay of Resilience, which was awaiting their arrival in Tsukuba. The moon house will land on the moon with the rover.
Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.